hit the highway for a road trip and something that we just don't think twice about anymore, stopping to eat when you're hungry. But for African Americans driving in the South during the Jim Crow era, your restaurant options were none. And that is the harsh history being marked in a special way by beans and cornbread. The Southfield Soul Food Restaurant is offering shoebox lunches through the month of February. Patrick Coleman owns Beans and Cornbread. Patrick, just what is a shoebox lunch? What's the history here?
Well, let me tell you about these shoebox lunches. A shoebox lunch is something that women lovingly packed for their travelers back during the Jim Crow era. My mom and my grandmother talk about all of the excitement around the automobile and going on the interstate. But if they got hungry, they couldn't pull over at a rest stop or a restaurant if they were, you know, at the Mason-Dixon line. So what my grandmother used to do when my mom was a small girl, she'd fry some chicken, she'd slice some pound cake and some fruit, and she would take an old shoebox and pack the lunch in it. And my mom oftentimes talked about pulling over and seeing all of this goodness in the shoebox. So what we decided to do at Beans and Cornbread is recreate that sense of history, you know, packing your lunch, and we're serving them at the restaurant.
You know, it makes you really stop and realize for so many Southern blacks who came to Detroit during the Great Migration, there were a lot of folks at home. So they wanted to go back home and visit family, and to stop and realize there was nowhere to go. You had to have that shoebox. And I'm hearing that it was done in a way where the kids really didn't understand why they had food in this shoebox.
Oh, my mom talks about not knowing why the food was in the shoebox until she was grown. Oftentimes, they just thought that was their lunchbox or that was the picnic basket. It was in a shoebox. But, you know, the grown folks of the day didn't really, you know, explain to them that it was Jim Crow or that it was not safe to pull over and go into these restaurants. And these are things that oftentimes we take for granted. Something as routine as driving south 75. I mean, we can pull over at any restaurant these days. And I thought it would just be really cool to just celebrate that resiliency and that resolve of people of the day. And that's what we're doing.
And I know that you've got these shoeboxes that you have designed. What's on the boxes this year, Patrick? And why did you choose these images from African American history?
Well, what we've done is we've created what we call history in a box. And we have lots of trailblazers of the day. For instance, Betsy Coleman, who was a black woman in the 1920s. And back then, she wanted to be a pilot. And there were no opportunities for not only black women, but just women, period, to go to flight school in the United States. So Betsy Coleman decided to learn French, move to France, and she obtained her pilot's license. Or Satchel Paige, who arguably is probably one of the best baseball players ever in history. And because Major League Baseball was segregated up until, you know, the 50s, he did not play into the major leagues until he was 42. He was a 42-year-old rookie. And so we talk about some of the trailblazing black Americans of the day. We talk about the Freedom Riders. We talk about the Green Book, which was a book that gave African Americans information on where they could safely eat or stay overnight. And that was a must-have in your vehicle. We also talk about Katherine Johnson, and she was known as a human calculator for her precision with mathematics. She was featured in the movie Hidden Figures. But in 1961, as a NASA engineer, she calculated how to safely land John Glenn and his fellow Apollo 11 crew members. But she couldn't use the wash facilities at NASA's headquarters because they were segregated. So in order to use the restroom, she had to go to the outhouse.
Yeah, that was a beautifully drawn portrait that Taraji B. Henson gave of Katherine Johnson in that movie. I have to wonder, Patrick, what are you hearing from customers as people order this? Do you hear people going, oh my gosh, my mother did this or my grandma did this?
Well, we're hearing that, definitely. We're hearing from folks that, you know, experienced this and really didn't know the reason why. We're hearing from guests that knew the reason why. why I really wanted to do this. It's not about, you know, woe is the times during Jim Crow. It's more like an inspiration. Oftentimes, you know, we harken back to past history, but those were wonderful times. And what I mean by that is, you know, you had people, I think, that were closer together. And people are very nostalgic about that, you know, driving down the interstate and pulling out that box. And there have been some fond memories that were made. Unfortunately, it was Jim Crow, but something like that should galvanize folks today. It's so easy to complain about things today, but why don't we look at the human spirit and how wonderful and how resourceful people were back in the day. And they did what they needed to do in order to sustain themselves and to get around. You know, my mom talks about being on the train in Detroit, going to Tennessee and being on a nice train and traveling down to Tennessee to see relatives. And once they hit the Mason-Dixon line, they had to transfer to an older steam-powered train. And so the cars for African-Americans were right behind the engine. So all the soot from the coal would come through the windows of the train. So my mom told me that before they could even sit down, her mom would have to wipe down the seats. And so, you know, you get on the train, and an hour and a half to 2 hours later, my grandmother would pull out the shoe boxes. And 3, 4, 5 cars behind the segregated car for blacks would be the white cars. And then they had a dining car for the whites. But blacks were not allowed. Mm. So hence the shoebox.
And you've got these shoeboxes that you've designed with images from African American history. And how many boxes did you order for this year? And I'm wondering, in all of that, are you getting orders from outside of Southeast Michigan?
We ordered 10,000 boxes, and we plan on going through every single one of them. Just this morning, we had a phone call from Phoenix, Arizona. We've had calls from North Carolina and Indiana, and that's just this morning. But every single day for the last week or so, we've had phone calls from outside of Michigan, and we are shipping those boxes. We have nationwide shipping.
And Patrick, I can't let you go without asking, what's in the box? What do people get for lunch when they order a shoebox lunch at Beans and Cornbread?
Well, what we have on the menu today, we have our down-home chicken wings. And we also offer a soul food burrito or soul food wrap. And there is also farm-raised catfish. And what we do is we season that and we deep fry it. So some pretty traditional and one non-traditional Southern cooking entree is what we're offering in these boxes.
Patrick Coleman, owner of Beans and Cornbread, the Southfield soul food restaurant offering Jim Crow era shoebox lunches all month long, marking Black History Month. Patrick, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me once again. And you'll have to get back in here, Cindy.
I'll do that. Patrick, thank you very, very much.